Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hey guys, welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. We are going to be talking about season 5, episode 5. I'm Holly, and this is Sarah over here.
Hola.
Because you guys can see. okay, so let's just jump right into this. I don't know how I feel about this episode. Episode 3, like, I was like, I am Vanderpumped. But this one, I left just feeling like I want more.
It was like, huh. Okay, yeah, well, like, first of all, when are we going to be on?
Yes.
We figured probably in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Andy, have your people reach out. We'd be happy to be on any podcast that you want us to be on, the after show.
If he wants us to be on Watch What Happens Live, like, I could be the guest and you could be behind the bar.
Yeah, I'd be happy to pour some cocktails. And
wait, you don't know how to make any?
No, I don't. Reverse no, that. yeah.
And you're a better talker, so you talk. I'll make the drinks.
No, yeah. Well, I'm sure that they might just give us our own show. I don't know. We go back and so they do the previews. Oh,
wait, one thing that we did neglect to mention is, as we're doing this, we are missing Ariana performing at her My Diaries sketch comedy bit tonight.
Yes,
and
Sarah
thought about driving up.
Yeah, Sarah told me we're planning on going to dinner tomorrow, and we're trying to find, like, a cool, trendy place to go. And she mentioned, well, you know, tomorrow Ariana's performing, and I was like, oh my god, why didn't you tell me this? Like, let's do that. And we looked it up, and she's like, oh man, darn, like, it was tonight.
Well, I didn't say darn, but.
No.
It was like 9:43 and the show starts at 10:30. So we're like, can we make it? But honestly, really, it came down to funds. Like, I don't think we could afford it because the tickets, I mean, are crazy. They're $5 a piece.
I mean, I bet it was sold out too.
You should have. Sure.
Yeah. And we don't really like to go to anything unless we can, like, get VIP tickets. And there wasn't even, like, a $10 ticket.
Yeah, like,
slot.
Just forget it.
Yeah,
I'm
so
being GA.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, we don't just go and, like, sit somewhere that's gross. So yeah, we missed out on that one. Yeah. Maybe
we got to watch the show instead.
Yeah, I felt like she was cracking some jokes tonight. Like, she was, you know, she's like, "Huh, this date is going well." Like, it was like, that was a knee slapper. It is going well.
Again, they were filmed separately. They're not filmed with the rest of the cast.
Okay.
Except for Kristen, who was probably the only person that will film with her because it gives them both the storyline and they're both already enemies. Whereas we're having to pretend that Katie and Stassi and the rest of them don't hate Ariana, because clearly they do. What I wanted to see tonight was, and you know this happened privately, I wanted to see Katie freak out on Schwartz for asking her to be a groomsman, because it was such a drama.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Like, we just get to miss that? Like,
yeah,
that was stupid. And the other thing that I have been wanting to see since episode 1, I don't know what's going on with the production of this show. Where's Max? I demand to know where Max is.
He and Faith are off somewhere.
I don't even know if he has an Instagram, but I need proof that he is alive and safe, because this is just.
Yeah, he was on last week.
He was?
Yeah, when Lisa fired James. He was just leaving. And he's like, oh, you have to leave, mate. And he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, we can't hang out. And I think Max knew it was coming. So Max is like,
oh my god. Well, we'll have to rewind that, because I can't believe I missed him.
Yeah, it was like 5 seconds.
Shoot. How does he look?
So James thought he was coming over probably to, like, hang out with Max.
And oh.
Max was like, gotta go.
Okay.
He looks good, actually.
Okay. So we start the episode out, and
I didn't mean actually. I mean like his mouth stuff is healed.
Yeah, so that's good. He looks very good. He's in good health. Okay, so we start the episode out, and Katie and Tom are jetting off to Lake Tahoe. And is that this episode? Am I right?
It's not really Lake Tahoe though.
That's where they said on the like little caption.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Lake Tahoe Airport.
Well, that's probably because there's no airports where they got married. It's like kind of in the middle of nowhere, so you have to like any airport is going to be like 2 hours away.
Huh.
So they could have flown into Sacramento and driven 2 hours, or Reno, Tahoe.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think there's no way they could afford Tahoe.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that's what they put a little banner up, and it's all Lake Tahoe. Once again, with the production of this show, I just can't. You know, it's like they think they can just like pull these fast ones over everyone.
Yeah.
So we find out that, well, first of all, ugh, this part was so rough when they're sitting on the bench and they're getting ready to depart on their little journey to go see where their wedding is going to be. Katie makes a comment to Tom and says, "This is what you have to look forward to."
Oh yeah, is she for like, the rest up and down.
She's like,
her body.
"Aren't you lucky? Aren't you glad that this is what you have to
look? You get this the rest of your life."
Yeah, you get this. Yeah, I thought I wrote that down. So yeah,
She's puckering and pouting.
Oh God, I just want to say that like
Drew Barrymore
for someone who
mannerisms.
Bitches at someone all the time about everything, like she. We'll get to this later, but she makes a call. She's like, "Well, if your dick worked once in a while," it's like, dude, don't throw stones. Like, what does he have to
checks that you can't cash? Because you know what could be thrown your way a whole lot, and he is being really
nice.
I mean,
yeah, it's not like she's like, "I have the best ass in Los Angeles," or "I have the best tits," or "I have the best legs," or
"the
best."
Back and be like, yeah. Well, if you gave me something, you know, for my dick to,
and that's how nice he is. Like that, right. I feel like that's how. Put the mic on that.
Here we go.
We need a refill. And it's empty. okay, so she lets us in on a little wedding planning. And she says that she's going for a woodsy, elegant look where, you know, they are in a beautiful forest, but it's like a ballroom.
So is Madison on Sister Wives. And I want to tell you that I already like Madison's wedding better. And I liked her description better. She's like, just because, and they have cool like tree houses going on there. They're getting married in Montana. But she's like, it's bohemian, not rustic. She's like, it's more, what did she say? No, she said something like hip. It's more hippie than redneck or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, she had it down. She had like the perfect balance. And
yeah, I feel like
Katie
that description just it didn't do it. Like I right away like started. I was like, okay, Holly, like what is the definition of woodsy and what is the definition of elegant? Because like right away those words seem opposite. So I was like,
yeah,
okay. Once again, like we're just going right into Katie's style. This is right on. Brand for her of being a confusing mess. So so you know they go there and Tom's cracking his jokes. I didn't think anything was inappropriate in front of the wedding planners. I thought it was funny and
she looked like she was like gutted.
Yes.
Every time he'd say anything that was mildly funny, she
like,
just looked like she was gutted.
She's twisted. Like, yeah, it's been about 6 years, and he's like, and it would have been another 6 years if I had anything to do with it. And she just like was like, "You a-hole."
And then anytime he said something like, you know,
just make
the cost, she looked like she was about to cry, throw up, and was embarrassed. Like he said something so rude, which he didn't.
I mean, I think that's like any groom's like reaction
for sure.
That's paying for their own wedding, which we know they're not. Hashtag
right.
It's on a show. So calm down. You guys are like really overacting this. Okay, so then
and she probably makes more than him from the show because she was a main cast member.
Absolutely.
The whole time. I don't know what he makes now, but then he does do modeling and well, according to her, so does she. But I love was that last season or was that earlier this season? He's like, "But what do you mean? You've never really modeled."
Last,
and she's like, "What are you talking about?"
That was probably the best. And I would have totally been pissed at my husband if he said that too.
But he was like honest about it. Like he wasn't trying to like hit her. He was just like,
he does that a lot.
It was truthful. He does.
Yeah. He's really honest. In like the nicest way. Like never malicious.
And it wasn't malicious.
I think that's why she gets mad, because it's like, it's truth. And so
that's
nothing.
What she means by have my back. She means lie and make me look good.
Yeah. Like just and shut up.
That would
up.
Never occur to him because no. He's not a liar.
He's pure of heart. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So then, you know, we're all worried just like really worried about this wedding planning thing. And then we get a little, you know, a little break. And it cuts to Tom and Ariana, who are at a gym in Los Angeles, Crunch Gym.
Again, filming separately from the rest of the crew.
Yes. And who comes in but their BFF, James Kennedy.
A coincidence.
Yeah. You know, and they're talking about they got to keep their bodies in check. And Ariana's wearing a little crop top and lifting some weights. And yeah. So then James comes and, you know, they catch up and say, oh, I got fired. So he lets us know he was fired, and then they.
I guess we didn't really talk about that from last week of how Ken was gonna knock the spark out of James.
Yes, yes,
and how he just was like, Lisa, don't tell Ken. I'm afraid of Ken, and she's just like, see.
I mean, I love when old men give an insult, because we get gems like this. I'll knock
the spark out of
the
you.
The spark. Like, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that, because that is.
Ken is always amazing.
That is what James is. He's like a little spark plug. And it's like, he's just going to just knock it off.
Yep.
So that was.
Oh, and 1,000% would I put my money on Ken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just has the grit in him.
Yeah, definitely. And
James was crying before, like, yeah.
Dude, the guy can cry.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a hand. I actually think that that's how he like hooks his women in, is because he's like a bad boy. And then like he'll be like, you know what? This was like a really special night.
Yeah.
And then like he cried.
I can't open up. You know, it's always a front.
Yeah.
That I have to put out. But with you, my dad, I can open up.
My dad just left, you know, like it's. I really think that that is part of his little deal.
My dad said he has to go on a work assignment for 3 weeks.
Yes.
I'm not going to say him.
Yeah, it's just too good. So then, you know, they're working out and they bring up the whole Gigi thing. Like, did James hook up with Gigi? And James denies this. He says, no way. She's lying. So whatever. And then he says, oh, and he's like, and if that was true, I can't just sit there sobbing about this with my 10th floor view of, you know,
Beverly Hills,
which Sarah pointed out in our last episode that is Beverly Hills adjacent. Like, that is so
that apartment
funny.
He lives in would not be allowed in Beverly Hills. It's a crappy concrete balcony. Like we said, on the interior, it's like nothing. It's like drywall walls. That's not Beverly Hills. They're all bare. And it's like,
I know
think like
exactly where it is. Remember where we went to eat for before we saw that play with Melissa? Where the hell was that? Remember, it was like a really trendy place.
Birds?
Yes.
That's in Hollywood.
Okay, but. I think he lives straight up there, like up in the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Like,
right to the left.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like in the, but where it's like apartment zone area.
Yeah.
Like,
that's,
you know,
what it looks like.
Yeah, totally.
It's Hollywood.
Which is, it's beautiful, you know, but it's not,
it's
Beverly Hills.
Coinga, but yeah, if it was, he's definitely south of Wilshire. You know, where you get still some UCLA apartments and things like that. I mean, I used to have friends that went to UCLA that lived in, you know. Like
Yeah. I mean, and again, like, we're not slamming on anything that is like that, but it's his attitude
gets. It's perfectly fine to live it. And we've all lived there and still would. But yeah, it's his attitude. He's like, I'm just of my 10th floor view of Beverly Hills. And
yeah.
It's like,
dude.
Your apartment, first of all, is like bare bones drywall. You have I think production actually probably pulled it out of like their Back to the Future set, the 80s sectional leather couch with the random brown recliner. And then like you have your little Asian thing from Pier 1 to block your little twin bed.
I literally don't like, okay, he's friends with Lisa Vanderpump. His mother is friends with her. And I think his mother is...
They're not really friends though. They're just acquaintances.
Oh, are they? Because I was going to say like... The mother seemed like she was crazy when she was on, but she seemed like she had some taste. And
yeah, they were raised like she was a model and she was married to someone successful in business. And they're also like cousins with George Michael. Like, I think he grew up very well to do.
There's just no way that they are allowing him to have a twin bed with a little Asian divider and a British flag above his bed.
That he's like just staying with some random guy.
It's so stupid.
That's never there. So I think this is just production's version of, let's just say he's hanging out with this guy who's traveling all the time, and because his mom doesn't want it filmed in his place, or they don't have permits. Maybe his mom lives in Santa Monica and it's too expensive to film there.
Yeah, and I feel like it's kind of like the LA story. That's what everyone does when they come to LA. They couch surf for a while. People like that story. They like thinking they have a chance to come here. Like, okay, that's stupid. There's no way he's living like that. His hoverboard costs more than like that everything in that apartment. It doesn't add up. So I'm not buying it.
His car that he kept bragging about for several seasons.
So next we cut to Lala, and Lisa is going into the restaurant, and she's like, hey, what's going on? How many reservations do we have tonight? And she's like, a ton. She's always asking Lala, how many do we have tonight? A lot, Lisa. It's like your restaurant's really full.
It's more than I can count.
Yeah, like I don't know. I've tried calling them all to confirm, but not everyone answered. So let me get back to that. But so she's like, well, I'm in a hurry. And Lala's like, let me talk to you for just a second. Can I come outside with you? And she abandons post, you know, at the front desk, and she rolls out in these leather.
I've actually been there when there has been no one at the post. So I don't appreciate that, Lala.
No.
Even though we were there before you started. It's not a good, you know, talk about James freaking out or drinking or Jax or Sheena and whatnot. What's not appropriate for the restaurant? You know what, sir? You know what's not appropriate for the restaurant is to have your hostess stand empty for a long ass time, or if someone is there, to be staring down at the podium and ignoring your presence.
That
at least you should be like,
the
hi,
worst.
Welcome. I'll be with you in 1 second. I just have to take care of this. That's all you have to do.
I feel like another rule that they broke when we were there is like not refilling water. It's like when people are trying to get down the food in your restaurant, it's really good to let them lubricate their throats because that will...
Especially when you want the food to go down fast because it's not very good.
Yeah. So that is just, you know, and I know at the time it was like, there's a drought, you know, but it's like, dude, just give the people some water. Come on. Okay.
But it was like that with drinks too. It took forever.
Yeah. Because
because
it's the stupid, the restaurant that I worked here in Huntington was the same way. The servers were not allowed to go get their drinks. They had to go to the bar. It was like this stupid process. And of course the bar is busy.
Yeah. And then the bartender's stuck between, I get my own tips or I get tipped out.
Yeah.
And this is the way like a casino's.
It's
they
dumb.
Need to have a bar that just services tables.
Yes.
And same with, we'll say casinos too.
Yes.
You need a bartender that services waitresses and one that services clientele.
Yes. Because both people suffer.
Yeah.
People at the bar suffer and people sitting down suffer.
Totally.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why people haven't figured this out. It's so 101.
Yeah. Lisa, come on, please. Like, you should know this more than anyone.
She needs to do that. And I will agree with the staff. She needs... I mean, before this episode even came on, we've been talking the last couple of weeks, like, dude, first of all, from day one, we've said the dresses were horrible, but
they're so like Ed Hardy-esque.
Ed Hardy, they were so dated anyways when they started. But the thing is, it's been like 5 years now. Like, dude, you have to get like just from a physicality of it. Like, gross. Like, are they in treads now?
I still, like, from the previews that we're getting of what the new stuff is going to look like, even, like, the little shirts that she showed this episode, I mean, Lisa, you're good at a lot of stuff. We like your restaurants. We like your ideas.
I like her decor.
But maybe you should have someone come in to consult on your branding, because
definitely
your logo branding, because it's just not consistent with the product that you have out there. It's like, it actually makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
Like the whole look of it.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for them, because I could tell they had a little glimmer of hope in their eye, and it's gone. It should be just gone.
I mean, it looked like the golden nugget in the 80s, as far as I can tell so far.
I mean, it looked like something that like a 2-year-old could design. Like, let's put some gold on some black. Like, what?
It was awful.
How does that go with anything? That does it. It's like you need to think across the board, like, what's going on.
And then, like, her restaurant, it's like kind of bohemian. It's just like flowers and random crap. It just doesn't go with flashy gold on black, like 80s lacquer. Like, you're either going to have an 80s like themed bar, or you're going to have your frou-frou bar, which you have. And then you need to have, like, maybe you need to have peasant dresses or something. It doesn't go.
And I feel like she would, like, with those shirts, that she was trying to do something with the, like, her West Hollywood area. Like, maybe she was trying to make it, like, gay pride friendly or something. Let's hope that was the reason why she was doing that, because the previews did show that we're going to go into that part of the season. But I was shocked at what she picked.
She doesn't have good taste. I don't like her clothing taste.
Her taste is off.
And I don't like her makeup. It's always the pink, bright pink streaks, like the early 80s. And granted, that was her heyday.
I kind of like that.
And then, well, if it was meant to be a retro look, then yes. But then the bright pink lipstick, and then the lashes. Okay, when I look back at earlier seasons of Beverly Hills, she looks so stunning because she has the most beautiful eyes ever. But these last two seasons of Beverly Hills and Vanderpump, she has put these monster Sheena eyelashes on that they so dominate her eyes, you can't see anything but just these monster, gross, fake eyelashes. And they're so ill-placed anyways that they scream fake. They don't do anything for her face but make her look old and squinty when she has the most beautiful sea glass color eyes that she should open up and brighten up and just like wear mascara or small lashes, because she doesn't need the lashes. She doesn't need the pink blusher. She could do the pink lips if she wants, but not the pink blusher and the pink lips and the eyeshadow. But I mean, she's stunning, so she can really do whatever, but you know.
I agree. It is quite a lot to, are you calling it blusher?
Yeah. It's called a rouge. They call it rouge.
That's good too. Both of those are good. Oh my gosh.
Well, they're like stripes. Like,
I know.
And like, honestly, like if a young, like, you know, someone did it, then it would be like, oh, she's doing a retro throwback. She's doing an 80s. That would be cool. But it's more like, and I'm going to say this because I do it myself, you're just stuck in the same way you've done your makeup for 20 years, because I do the same thing.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so anyway, so her and Lala are having a conversation, and Lala's leather shorts were so on another level. Like, that girl can pull off some looks, dude. She looked good. So she is talking to Lisa. What does she talk about there?
It's hard to know who to believe, because, like, here she's talked to James. She's talked to this Ellie person who apparently she's very good friends with. Like, all these people that she is apparently very good friends with.
Oh, yeah, shit.
None of them know anything about her boyfriend. They haven't met him. Like, so what are you hiding? So either, okay, we talked about this, like, one of two things. Like, either yes, she is lying, or B, this person that she said she's in love with just truly wants nothing to do with the show, the publicity. She doesn't want to be in the limelight. And I totally get that. There's been many housewives
Yeah.
Where we've never seen their boyfriend or their husband for that reason.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a serious businessman or they're just not into it. I think even Stassi's Patrick, like, wanted nothing, even though he is in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
He didn't ever want to be, you know, part of it. And a lot of people are like that. So, you know, that's a thing. It, you know, either the guy has, you know, wants nothing to do with this and that exposure that he puts himself at, which is very smart.
Yeah.
Or he has something to hide, which could be, you know, who knows? Could be taxes, could be wives, children, girlfriends, what? It could be many things. You are putting yourself really at, and for what, really?
Yeah.
If he goes on air, he's exposing himself to everything. And what does he get? Not a paycheck.
Yeah.
So I kind of get if you are trying to be private, that I'm throwing Lala a lot of bones right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
I just, like, here's my thing with Lala. I was not planning to come out Team Lala. I do like her. I think she's beautiful and she's goals. But there isn't a lot of things that she doesn't own as, like, just being like, yeah, like, I did it. Now what? So I'm finding it hard to believe that she would lie about something this big unless there was, like, a deeper, like, a reason she believes that.
Yeah.
That she's not doing anything wrong.
She said she was in love with someone.
Yeah. I don't know.
She owned that, and he spoils me like crazy, or like whatever she said. So she did own that.
Yeah. I don't know. And then, you know, all of the girls, the core group of girls are like, we know people. Each one of us have been, you know, contacted by other people to let us know that, you know, the wife found, you know, that sexting and this and that. And I don't know. I'm just...
Maybe they're two different people.
Yeah. I'm just not quite there yet. But
so I don't, like, disbelieve that either. But maybe they just think she's with this person and she's actually with someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe she was with the married person before.
Yeah.
And the person to point that out is not Sheena. Sorry, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Sheena, I don't under, like, Lala, how are you not calling her out on this? It's like, is everyone given a gag order or something? Yeah. We've just forgotten about this. Sheena, you slept with a married man.
And got to know his friends who knew his wife. And that was upsetting. Like, okay, I am not Team Brandi Glanville.
Me neither.
But I can imagine your friends, your good friends that you're friends with your husband, and they're going out with his mistress. Like, yeah, that not only are you betrayed by your husband, you're betrayed by people that you think are your friends, too.
Yeah.
And you went out with them, Sheena. So you knew. I know you said you didn't know initially, but you did eventually know. And first of all, come on. He's an actor and you're dating him. You don't think we believe you ever Googled him? Of course you knew.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe the first day you met him, you did not know. I'll give you that.
I'll give
you that. So you can't be throwing stones at other people, especially someone like Lala, who's much younger than you and was probably the age that you were when you were doing this kind of thing, out of just not knowing better and out of, like,
and it's
lack,
like,
of life experience.
Like the face that Sheena was giving her, like
just like, I've gossip.
Yeah. And I don't know. And so what did you think about Ellie?
Well,
it came out that she's older. And when we saw her, we could tell that she definitely had a couple years on James.
So, okay, I can't, like, you know, for her, I get it that she's older and, like, yeah, a score of a 23-year-old. It's a ego boost. You know, not necessarily that it's him, but, you know, when you get to that early 30s something, early to mid 30s, you start questioning, especially in L.A., even Kristen said it, you question your relevancy to the opposite sex and whatnot. And, you know, she did it as a ego boost, notch on her belt. But then the fact that she's totally justified in taking that picture, because she said while they were having sex, he's like, you know, this means nothing and I'll deny it. And, like, first of all, I would have, like, punched him and walked out. So she apparently finished. I would have been like, what the fuck? Well, I would have snapped a picture first and then I would have walked out. But so I think she's justified in sending a picture.
Him so far across the room, that he like, would have been
exactly. I don't know how she continued. That was.
Or how
I mean, that's really bad.
I would have 100% left that out. I would have. I wouldn't have mentioned like the fact that she thought that it was necessary to mention that.
I agree with
she's
you.
She's justifying that he cheated, I guess.
Well, I would have left it out because it makes you look bad. But the fact that he said that actually justifies her taking the picture.
Yeah.
Because she's going to get back at him. So, all right. I give you that. And kudos to you for being honest. And no, there's she didn't Photoshop that. Come on. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. So then we move over to Tom Schwartz, who is doing a photo shoot in his underwear.
And they say,
stuff.
Hide the stomach. Hide the stomach. Put the ball in front of your stomach. Oh, and stuff your
underwear.
Yeah.
That was funny. And then shoot back over to we're back at Sir, and Sheena is there with her uber silky hair. What is she doing to her hair? I feel like she doing like Brazilian blowouts on that shit or something. It's like so shiny on the cameras.
Well, she needs to promote that instead of this. Stupid diff eyewear that every person on Bravo promotes every day of their life.
I can't stand when people promote the same thing that everyone's promoting. It's like, please,
so
like,
annoying.
Can you just be like a little like if someone only promoted like a couple of things, or if it was something like really different, like not like audible.com or freaking Blue Apron, I might actually participate, but like I'm so over that. So anyways, I guess I just did a shout out to her hair. It did look good. But so she tattles right away on Jax, great friend Sheena. She's like, hey, we're busy, we would be okay, but we're down a bartender because Jax is an hour late. And then so we see Jax like literally sneak in the door. Like that was
And great. It's like, if was you're that, such good friends, why don't you text him? Where the hell are you at?
Wasn't that great timing, though? Like, Lisa only pops into the restaurant every once in a while. And right as she does, Jax is an hour late. And then, boom, he comes in the back door right then. It's like, whoa, timing.
I think they're slow on storylines this week that they need to manufacture a little bit.
Yeah, so they're like... And so he walks in and Lisa's reactions are just amazing. She's just like, what the hell? Like she saved the scene. Thank you,
like,
Lisa.
I'm not interested. He's like, she stole my keys. I was not interested.
He's always like locked out. It's like all, and he straight up blamed her. Like, why don't you have your own keys? Like, how are you locked out?
I love, God, who does she remind me of? I don't even want to say The Apprentice, but it reminds me of someone where they're just like, that's not my problem. Like the ultimate business person when she's like, that's not my problem. Like, oh, my child died today. That's not my problem. Why were you like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's true though. I mean, I know that's, it comes off really cold, but it really is true.
She doesn't though. Like, cause she's heard it too many times and she does have a heart. And it's like,
well, and if you did listen to everything they say, like you would have a show like she does based on
There's
their drama.
So many excuses, like especially like if you work in HR.
Oh, or have, God.
Like, it's like you've heard every excuse in the book. And so it's just kind of like, I've said it many times. I'm like, that's not my problem. I don't care. What does this have to do with what we need down here? Like, you just don't tell your sob story like that because. Guess what? Everyone's heard it and everyone has a sob story. So it's.
And again, every once in a while, that's okay to pull one of those out when you need it. But Jax has just.
All the time.
So the next scene, I had to stop. We had to pause it because I started to have an asthma attack and I don't even have asthma. So I started hyperventilating when. I could not believe it. I was like, is this an electric bike? Is this what's going on here? Tom and Ariana are going to dinner and they're riding on a fucking bike and he's pedaling and she is standing on the pegs of the little stand holding onto his shoulders and he pulls up into valet. And then he's like, all right, go ahead and park it. And literally they have a shot of the valet guy walking it down the sidewalk.
No, he was riding it.
No.
Yeah, he was writing it. I could put it back on.
No.
He was writing it. I was like, is he stealing it? Maybe he was just pretending to be valet.
Oh, my God. That makes it even worse.
I think it's Tom and Ariana. Okay, again, a shout out for those who have not noticed. Again, another filming sequence alone.
And they're probably like, production's probably like, okay, you guys need to come up with something because you're so fucking boring. We can't even see straight. And they're like, okay, here's a good one.
Come up with some cutesy couple shit.
Are you guys ready? We're going to ride a bike to Red O and like, it'll like, we'll get all ready. Like we're going on a date and we'll ride in and then get this. We'll pull up to valet and they can park the bike.
And like, because Ariana's not like the like girly type, we're not going to have her like ride in front on the handlebars or in a basket because that's too girly. She's like a strong, independent, like Chariots of Fire woman. So she's going to be standing behind Tom, her little bitch.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was.
I mean, and again, they just need a storyline, and that was not a story. I mean, you almost threw up. You had it.
It was.
You had an attack. Yeah, it was kind of an attack.
It was insane, and that's when, like I mentioned earlier, that you know, they're like, hey, do you want to share some ceviche? Some disgusting seafood word. I like blocked it. They were either like oysters or like something seafoody. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, this date's going well. This is like a really good date. And like, we were like, ha, 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 ha. Oh my God, you're so funny. This, what a cute couple they are. Like, ugh.
And then, yeah. Talking the marriage and. She's just doing like the typical, I'm trying to be the guy's girl.
God.
The girl. I don't care about any of this.
You know what? We're just, it's like, you know what? Like, I know that that Lala is driving a Range Rover. We rode a bike here because we know what's important. Yeah. And what's important is buying a house. It's not having a Range Rover or all these flashy things.
It's so fuel inefficient that we're being LA eco, green friendly, and riding our bike.
We enjoy each other's company. You know, we just want
to get back.
We're so happy.
Get back to nature, get back to the earth.
Yes.
And, you know, just be part of the earth. And we're going to ride our bike because it's very LA and that is who we are.
And it's like, you know, we want to buy a house together. And even though, like, that's like a 30-year loan is like a huge commitment. Like, I think bigger than marriage. And like, they're like, yeah, like, Ariana's like, I don't know, I've never, you know, played with my Barbies and had them do a wedding. It's just not my thing. I don't know. I guess I'm just like, it's just a piece of paper. Like, I can't when people.
Yeah.
Ugh, like,
She's doing what chicks did in the 90s when they said they're bisexual. They're like, they're just trying to sound cool. And yes, no offense to the people that actually are or actually are lesbian. But the majority of the chicks in the 90s, early 2000s, like that whole like renovation of like the Playboy, the girls next door.
When, oh, God.
Well,
yeah.
Let's just make out. We're so hot. Yeah. You're doing it for attention. You're doing it for the dude. You're not actually doing it for yourself. If you were, you would remain lesbian your entire life. Mm-hmm. And yet most of you are not. So let's just call a spade a spade. Speaking so Ariana, of, you're just trying to be that guy's girl. We've seen it all before. It's kind of like when Sharon Madonna, like, I love Miley, so don't get me wrong here. But like, you know, after Miley's Blurred Lines thing and whatever, they're like, yeah, we've seen it all before. We've done it before and we've done it better. Like, Ariana, you're not reinventing the wheel here. There's always the guy's girl that's saying and doing the right things that guides, oh, she's so cool that way. She doesn't pressure me. She doesn't like, and yeah, I believe you probably do think that way right now. And that's great. And you think it the rest of your life. That's awesome too. Cause I'm kind of on the same page, but I don't go around talking about it being like, yeah, I don't need to get married. Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know what? It's kind of like the money thing. Those with money don't talk about it.
Yes.
Don't need to talk about it. Those without, like James Kennedy, they need to constantly reference it.
Yes.
Like his Aston Martin Honda Civic. Like, come on, gross.
Yeah.
People with it don't need to talk about it. And so when you talk about anything like that over and over again, it just shows that you're trying to prove something.
Yes. And just finishing on those two, they do a flashback to Tom's disgusting apartment that I can't even. That place just grosses me out. And she mentions that to run the AC, you have to like make sure the microwave is not running at the same time.
Yeah.
So I guess you can't make like mac and cheese to go while you're running the air, because I'm sure that's what they're trying to do. So that was, I mean, it's like sad and happy. It's like, I'm so happy that she doesn't want to get married, because doesn't look like that's going to happen. And then, you know, I hope that they do get a house, because that would really one up everybody, because no one has a house in the cast that we know of.
Everyone on the cast is just now upgrading from a studio to a one bedroom.
Yeah.
At age 30-ish.
Yeah. And so it's very strange. So then the next thing that happens is, I don't even know what scene this is, but Lala is talking, and I think she's talking to James at this point. She went over to James's house to show him the photo that Ellie showed him. And she says that she gives good dome, and that just really threw you off.
I didn't know what it was.
Well, I have to say that it was a little... This brings up talking about.
I have a lot of experience in that area.
This, yes, this is
more than you.
Yes, I am like Lisa Vanderpump with the succulent comment. I don't do that once I got married. Yeah. So Lala has one of the most street, most gangster vocabulary styles that I have ever heard. She talks more like a rapper than rappers. She
does, yeah, for Snoop for sure.
Yeah, like she uses boo and honey and all those terms like I've never heard. Like she just flawlessly just boom, just comes out. So
yeah, even like when she ordered like her whatever chicken nuggets, she's like winking and like side tonguing at the same time as clicking, going, yeah, get it, girl, yeah. And she's like doing all sorts of facial contortions that was just like right in sync with the yeah, get it,
yeah, yeah. Her like, facial, wow, yeah,
that was
yeah, she really gets down. So I guess I just jumped around a little too much, because in this, so at the restaurant, suddenly Tom and Katie roll up to be with Tom and Ariana, and then Sheena comes in and she's like, hey guys. And was someone else there? Someone, Stassi.
Well, everyone was there, but they were all separated.
Well, they first came in to talk to them though, and they're like, so what's going on? And then it comes out that James got fired. So Jax is like, oh yes, yes. He's like high-fiving, and Tom's like, wait a second, man, like that wasn't cool. You really egged him on, I know you did. And like, you know, this, I don't know why he got fired. And it's like,
yeah, he didn't deserve it. It's like, yeah, he deserved it like 5 times ago.
Yeah. So then all like, it's confusing as hell what's going on in this scene, because like the whole cast is there so quickly. And then you like blink your eyes and they're outside on this patio having this conversation, where then Jax is telling Kristen what happened. And all of a sudden we're like, wait a second, they're filming at the same location, but separate from Tom and Ariana.
Yep.
It's getting so old and so stupid.
Yeah, there's clearly something that happened. The whole season, huge division of filming, and we can see on social media, outside of like Ariana and Tom being there for the joint bachelorette party in New Orleans, like everything was separate. Like everyone goes to this still, Coachella and, weekend. Yeah,
still currently too.
Tom and Ariana go a different weekend. Like it's just, yeah, everyone travels together except for they are on their own trip. So
yeah,
it's, something major happens. And
I would just appreciate, as a viewer and as a fan of the show, that they would stop thinking that we're so stupid, yeah, and that they would like find a way to make a story out of it, and or bring some comedy to the show and tell us what's going on. Like,
well, speaking of comedy, so the comedy episode should be coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes, where we met Annabelle.
And everyone's there except for Tom and Ariana.
Yes.
Like the whole cast. Like Peter's there. Brittany's there.
I actually, during this episode, I was like, oh, this, it looked exactly the same as the comedy club. The way the curtain was down and everything, it looked like, and then when I saw what Stassi was wearing and some of the girls, I was like, no, that's not what they are wearing unless they changed. But it literally looked like the same
setup of filming. I don't remember what anybody was wearing. Except for maybe Kristen, because...
That red romper.
The red romper, because our friend made a comment, but also because we had to keep... So we were outside talking to the TMZ reporter because he was reporter, cameraman, whatever. He was bored, didn't know the show, the cast. We were waiting for our friend who was coming out from the bathroom. And so we were just talking to him, shooting the breeze. He didn't know who anybody was. So like when Kristen came out, he was sent there to cover it. He was like wishing he was at this other event going on. We had to be like, dude, so the girl that you're supposed to cover that, you know, is on this show that just did the sketch comedy. Yeah. She just came out. She's over there. He's like, oh, wait, who? Which one is it? So I do remember her outfit because we had to keep pointing her out to the reporter.
Yeah. And I do remember Stassi's outfit because it was a blouse and she said it was Stassi blue. Stassi blue. Yeah. Yeah, it was a button down.
Which my nails. Oh, I had, no, I had just done my nails periwinkle out of. A shout out to Southern Charm.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Thomas Ravenel's, you know, periwinkle.
Yes.
And I said that previously my nails were Stassi blue, but that's out with the old, in with the new. And
yeah.
The new is periwinkle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which she agreed with because she's a huge Southern Charm fan.
Yeah. So, but we think that that episode is coming up because, you know, now that we have so many dates, we have the date that, you know, what the hell is her name?
So they said, oh, this was a month ago.
And Ellie.
The date that Ellie slept with James was March 25th. And they keep saying, oh, it was like a month ago. So that's the end of April. Well, the improv was early June. So
yeah, so we're coming. And so, okay.
By the way, Kristen, if you are listening... You can thank us for sending the TMZ reporter your way because he didn't know. He wouldn't have covered you. We pointed you out. We told them who we needed to cover.
I'm pretty sure that
and
we...
She looked lit up like a Christmas tree once he brought his giant camera and was asking her a question. She was like,
yeah.
I'm going to be on TMZ.
Yeah, totally. Okay, and then there's just one more fashion thing that I have to address. Can we talk about... What is up with the chokers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that it's fair to say that you and I loved the choker era when it was, when would you say, 1990s? Let's just say the 90s.
Oh, I for sure rocked it, like, with my Marc Jacobs dress in the grunge area when I lived in Seattle. And yes, it did have its comeback.
Yes.
Bohemian comeback last year, the year before. It's gone now. So
I don't know. Like, I guess it just gets annoying because, and here we go bringing up the core group again. But I feel like when a trend hits this core group, they just beat it with a
beat
stick.
Beat it to death.
You know, and it's like right now it's the veneers. So they're all getting their veneers and they all get their spray tan and they all, it's like, dude, like someone.
And I guess I had those spray tan marks in 2003 when we were all doing the spray tan, like back when like Sunset Tan was on the air and that sort of thing. But
I mean, I just feel like shouldn't they, like they have makeup artists with them all the time. They obviously go all the time to get these spray tans.
Which are so dated anyways.
Can't they do, like there's got to be something else.
I mean, to make it look like you don't have a spray tan, number
one.
Number two, certainly the lines have got to go. But the choker thing, like, first of all, it's come and gone. But also know your neck, man.
Oh, my God.
Know what you can pull off when not pull off. Because I know, well, I may fail. But, you know, it's like kind of like knowing your body. Like, what swimsuit you can wear or pull off and what you can't.
Yes.
Should I show a cleavage? Should I show legs? Should I show stomach? What are your features? What are your assets? Enhance those. Maybe don't bring attention to areas that aren't your asset.
Yeah. So just because your friend is wearing stuff, you know, like trendy things, maybe find one that looks good on you. But, you know, when they start getting like the two ropes going on and like I just can't, like, it's just, it just looks so, they make themselves look so stupid when they see, when you sit around and you look at your friends and you're all wearing the same thing, someone should say, how about I take mine off? Let me do something different. Right. This looks weird. Like, it's like, it literally is high school.
It's high school.
Yeah. It's like
everyone like, bought the same sweater. And like, I had like, friends that like richer friends and they bought the sweater or the whatever shirt, but they bought like it in four colors.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Or it's like when like overalls were in. You know, like, and I remember like I thought that was like so cool. Overalls.
But
like,
how stupid do you look if you're all wearing overalls?
Yes. It's right. Horrible.
Or you're all wearing the same sweater or the same sweatshirt.
Yes.
Or, you know, like certain areas, it was like the sweatshirt thing. Sometimes it was the sweater thing. It was just like
flannels.
All look stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the same thing with these, with the, those ruffled tops that Stassi keeps wearing.
Yeah.
Like she finds a look that works for her and then she just beats it to death. It's like, okay.
Right.
I mean, I can't criticize too much because I don't know what I would do if I saw myself on camera and what worked and what didn't. Obviously, they have a huge, Stassi in particular, has a huge issue with not being spray tanned. Like, she hates the way she looks not being spray tanned or something because bitch is always spray tanned. Mm-hmm. So, okay, yeah, the chokers, I don't know, girls really get it together on that.
The others aren't. It's really kind of funny because she used to, like, rip on Sheena so much for her makeup. And Sheena really obviously, as you said, she always wanted to be part of a group. She obviously listened because Sheena's makeup has been so light. And I think she looks young and fresh-faced. And I'm a fan of what she's been doing with her makeup changes. I mean, she looked beautiful with a lot of makeup, but she looks great without a lot of makeup. But it's like, Stassi, you can't really rip on someone wearing a lot of eye makeup when you're getting spray tans. Like, that's just as ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah.
So
it is.
Sheena's not getting the spray tans. You can tell she's ivory skin. She's taking care of her skin. So maybe, you know, you call it a wash.
The only funny thing that Ariana did this episode was when her and Kristen were outside. She's like, I have my veneers, you know, it's just my temporaries. And you know what, actually, poor Kristen, I could tell it was even hard for her to talk. Like, she was like trying to like get her punchline out and she's like, you know, like, I can't imagine how
Harry's like, looks exactly the same.
Yeah, she's like, doesn't look different. And like, away,
I mean, in a good way.
And Kristen's like, just stop. Just
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. Both of their responses were fucking funny.
They were so good. But then when like, she's like, I'm bad, but I'm not like James. It's like, well, actually, I still think you're worse because I just can't get past cheating on your boyfriend, but cheating on your boyfriend with your best friend's boyfriend while your best friend's there. Like, I still can't get past that whole thing when she compares herself to someone like James. James is an asshole, an idiot, a douchebag, and he is a young, just, come on, he's just an idiot. It's apples and oranges. It's different things. Like, he's just a douche, whereas you're an actual betrayer. And so when Ariana's like, well, she's like, I would never do what he's done. He's abused people. And she's like, well, you abused him. You abused her.
Yeah,
like,
I think
loved
that,
her evidence.
I think that Kristen made a mistake here. And I don't think that she should ever try to have the argument that she's not as bad as James Kennedy, because
right. We
know as the viewers that she is.
It's like Sheena lecturing Lala on the married man thing.
I think that she should take that argument away and say, I know that my rap sheet is as bad as him, but I am a little more self-aware. Please give me.
I've learned.
Yeah.
I realized, horrible.
She hasn't taken the right approach yet.
Hypocrisy. So not just that, the Kristen hypocrisy, the Sheena Lala hypocrisy.
Yes.
But then the whole Katie, Stassi, Stassi, you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me I can't be friends with Sheena. Stassi's like, yes, I can. And you're not my friend anymore. And that's why they stopped being friends. And so now what is Katie doing to Sheena? You better not even say hello to Lala at work. you're not going to be a bridesmaid worthy and blah, blah, blah. And Stassi's like, that's right. That's right. It's like, what the fuck? It's the same fucking thing.
Not even
because Katie was friends with Sheena. Sheena's not even friends with Lala. She's just being polite to her at work.
You know, here is a perfect example of this. Sarah and I have a mutual friend, and there was a little scuffle between all of us. And I have to say, with how this person was, they were like mature enough to not come between Sarah and I being friends. Like, remember, like she would get her remarks in, and that, like, would
it you was, only know her because of me.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. But she never would like stoop as high school
choose.
Yeah, to be like, you can't, like,
right. You better not ever speak to her.
And it was kind of like, if she would have, it would have been the same argument that I'm giving to like Katie and to all of them. What do you have to offer that, like, what are you offering me as a friend that I, like, that would make me turn my back on another friend? Like, you have to offer something in order to get what you want. And, like, there is no, they just have nothing to offer.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Bitchiness and cattiness.
It's like a circular bully ring. It just makes no sense. Yeah. So that, yeah, it is like.
And that's why I think Kristen was clapping so much, because she's so happy she's not in the bullying ring right now, like being the, it's not her turn.
Yeah, but I really wish she would have been able to articulate, and maybe it was because of the veneers and she just couldn't spit it out, but I wish that she would have said, I know what I've done. I've been on my apology tour or whatever, but please, like, look at, like, I've stabled out a little bit. Like, he is continuing to spiral. Yeah. She should have said
actually,
something.
Actually, I like her when she's on Andy, because she says things like that. And she's like, no, because people call her out on it. He has live callers.
Yeah, yeah.
He has tweeters. And she addresses it. And she does own it. So I wish she would do that on the show. It's like, own it more. Because, like, she just sweeps it on the carpet like, yeah, I made a mistake. It's no big deal. We're all fine now. It's like, no. It was more than that. But on like, Watch What Happens Live, she does do that more. Anytime she's on that show, I like her a whole lot more.
Yeah. And I started liking her. Well, I never liked her or Katie. Sorry. I liked Stassi. When Stassi abandoned ship, I was absolutely shocked that Kristen carried that episode, that season.
Yeah.
She carried that season, dude. I mean, she went in and she handled it. And that's when I was like, ooh, like, first of all, I love someone who's crazy, but I really think that she did well with that. I mean, I did not miss Stassi, and I thought that I would.
Right, we didn't. And then we didn't think the show would last without her, because she was the show. And then I was like, oh, I mean, the show went on just fine. And
Kristen came
grew.
Out of, she came out, and I mean, I don't think anyone was expecting that. And so that, I don't know. I've just never.
Stassi realized, okay, you realize how irreplaceable you are when you put your finger in a glass of water and see.
And even now, Stassi, I'm looking for her. I'm looking for the old Stassi.
She's not there.
And she's not there. And I'm like heartbroken.
And it's okay, because you can evolve and be different. But I think right now she's trying so hard to be PC and change her. She's, you know what? She's Camille.
Yeah. But that's why I feel like she's so unhappy right now, because she
can't be herself.
Yeah. It's just
and
be
even
yourself.
And on our podcast, I'm sorry, your podcast has gotten so boring, because she's trying to up her level, and with her, like, these people that she idolizes, which are, it's pretty sad that, you know, that's what she idolizes, but that's fine. It's just like, you've massacred your personality in the process of this to be PC, to get Emma Roberts or whomever, which is fine. She's cool. But it's like, you have no personality, and you've been struggling. You've been saying, I have nothing to talk about and I'm having anxiety over it. It's like, because you're stifling yourself. If you would just be yourself, you would naturally have things to talk about.
And you would be attracting people who you'd want to be around. Like, with and with the whole Patrick thing, sorry, Stassi, I don't want to really go in on you, but I'm going to anyways. Like, of course it didn't work, because you weren't being yourself again. Like, you, like, be with someone that lets you be a bitch. Who cares? Like, there's nothing wrong with being a bitch. And that is when you flourish. I'm sorry. Like, that is the Stassi that I love.
Strangely, Jax let her be a bitch.
Yeah.
That there. No, don't go back with Jax. Obviously, that will never happen. We don't want it to happen. But you know, yeah, you gotta stop being intimidated by other people and just be yourself.
But I just feel like she, like when she's talking about like dating and she's like, I just don't know if I can play this game. Don't, if you're playing a game, it's not gonna end well. Yeah. Because if you're seriously having to like wait and like try to like outwit someone, it's not gonna work.
And like right now,
someone will like you the way you are. We like you the way you are. Go back.
Or were. Like you were on the Howard Stern path, but now you're Robin Gibbons.
Quivers.
I know I always say Gibbons, but that's the Mike Tyson chick.
Oh.
But Chad is gonna be so mad. Robin. Yeah. Let's just say Robin.
Robin, yeah.
So like who's just like, you know, sidekick, boring PC, like she's there to balance things, but you are, what's in you is more the Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be like crass and gross like Howard Stern. I'm just saying you have
no,
to.
No, I think
like,
she would take that as a compliment. I just, yeah. But that's why I'm a little so that's why I started becoming a huge fan of Kristen, because it was like, oh,
yeah, I get it.
Fresh air. She's at least like, she's crazy and she's speaking truth and I like it. But
oh,
now.
Oh, she made the show because without it, there'd be no show. It's kind of like Teresa. It's like, I can't stand Teresa, but really the show's boring without Teresa.
Yeah. Yes. So. But now that Stassi's back, it's like, what? Like, she's literally sitting there and she's like, yeah. Like,
she's kind of like what Katie used to be.
She better be loyal.
just like a sidekick, like, mealy mouth,
yeah,
quiet,
yeah,
sidekick.
Yeah, she's like, that James, he's that crazy boy. Like, yeah. What? Like, what are you bringing to, like, you're, like, I just see you, like, going to people's houses and eating. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And Kristen, same thing. Like, she's trying to be really PC, too. She's trying to
make up, but she has shit to make up for.
Yeah. It's her turn to get a good edit. But it's like, Stassi, step up. Who's going to step up? I don't want to see Katie go crazy. I don't care. Please.
We already have. And it's just, all it is.
But I don't want to.
Negative. Yeah. And like, it's not funny or entertaining. That's,
I don't
want to
see a redemption,
like,
or something. Like,
Kristen's crazy was almost funny. Stassi's crazy was entertaining.
Yes.
Katie's crazy bitchy is just negative and like droopy and like
blobby. Yeah.
Like, we're just not interested.
But I have to say, obviously, Andy Cohen and the Bravo TV network are interested in Katie because she's getting a lot of solo time with Lisa Vanderpump. Like this episode, she got to go to the flower mart. Super exciting, where we learned that she doesn't know anything about flowers. So is she really ready to get married? I don't know.
Or even equipped to help Lisa as an assistant. I mean,
yeah, she's like, I liked that one flower. You know, it like has like two things and it goes up. It faces the sun.
It's
and
not a carnation. But like the other flower,
the fact that she mentioned carnation, I was like, oh my god, like
is that all you've got? Never.
That was like my first like commandment to Chad, like if you ever show up with a carnation, like it's over. So learn that quickly.
Unless we're like in the second grade prom.
Yeah, or unless like you were helping someone out on the corner that was selling blue ones, you know, like that's cool. I don't know. Yeah, so so we end with Lala going to be a friend to James and trying to let him know, like, before, you know, the shit hits the fan, that there is evidence that he slept with this Ellie. And he kind of takes it. Lala was a little worried about telling him this, but she was going as a friend. And it is true. He saw it as her attacking him. And he said, well, what about you, Lala? You're with a married man. And she's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, you haven't told anyone, not one person. And it's like, and that's kind of how it ended. And so we're just dying.
She's,
you know,
probably really smart, not letting anyone that's related to the show onto anything, whether he's married or not. Like, that's probably pretty smart because it can't be aired.
And the girls are definitely trying to get it out of her. Like, they are being really mean. And
I mean, Sheena going back to the other girls like, oh, I have gossip. Because Ellie gave her a weird look. Like, oh, isn't he married? And Ellie like gave her like a coy look. And she's like, I'll take that as confirmation. I can't wait. I have major gossip for the girls. It's like, it's not gossip. The girl just looked at you like, why are you asking me this? Or what? Like, I guess things could be out of context. Maybe the girl did allude something, but not from the clip, really.
And it's just bad It's just being a bad person when you go and, like, I mean, of course, like, it's fun to go spread gossip if it's about, like, someone that you really care to gossip about. It's just showing that these girls really are threatened by Lala, and they really, like, they literally have nothing better to do but to, like, start little and, drama. Like, it's
just Schwartz keeps saying they just, ever since they've all been back together, it's all mean girl, bullying, complaining, just ranking on other girls. It's like, dude, get on with something more important.
And once again, and if it is true, if it is Stassi's influence that has done this to Katie, Stassi, I'm really hoping to see something out of you in these episodes. Like, can I get, like, a tagline or something, like, cool that you're going to say? Literally, yeah. I mean, Lala has stolen the show. James has stolen the show. They're giving me my comedy relief. I'm getting nothing from you guys. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I'm just, like, going, ugh, like, they're disappointing me. I feel disappointed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because Kristen's not there to pick up a slap because she's trying to make up for, and that's her, that's fine. That's her turn.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, someone, and Stassi really
can't. Stassi, why are you back? Why are you on the show? Because you're really not offering anything except for extra bullying.
And she's tiptoeing around Katie because it's her wedding. And so it's like, it's this whole thing. It's just frustrating. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with James, if he's really fired. What's going on? Is he off the show? We've heard rumors that him and Lala only did half the season. So we're in episode 5. What's going to happen at 6? Is 6 the end of them? We don't know. But we'll find out. So tune in next week with us and we'll recap the show again. And you guys can contact us on our Instagram. Let us know if you have any questions, if you want us to reach out to anyone for an interview.
Yeah, we'll read your questions on on the air, answer them.
Yes.
Interview anything. That'd be awesome.
If you want us to PI something, if you know who Lala's man is, send us a message so we can check it out.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that.
Yeah, we are. So yeah, maybe I should detective work that a little bit and see. I'm sure it's out there. We could probably just Google.
Yeah. It's G-O-O-G-L.
Goggle?
.com.org.
Okay, so thanks you guys so much. And we will bring you a new episode as soon as we can. And that's about it. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.